It's the Regional Rock Hour, 92.1 The Eagle. I don't know exactly what that guy was saying at the end. Good Devils, that's Ruin. You can catch them tomorrow night. They will be playing Boggs Hole Avenue Tavern in Des Moines. I believe that's on Hole Avenue.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Playing along with these guys, we got Chris from Fault Mine in the studio, and TJ and Kyle from Moonlighting. Kicking off, we'll actually hear the band that was before that, Future Gadget Lab. 80s pop and 90s rock had a baby, and then decades later, it was Future Gadget Lab is how they described their sound, and I think that's fairly accurate from the tune that we heard. And 9 o'clock, that show starts tomorrow night, right, guys?
Yes.
Yep.
And how much does that cost? $10, $15, $20?
It is free.
Free!
$0.
$0. $0. That's awesome. You gotta love a free show and four bands playing.
Cheap drinks.
I love it. Are we allowed to say that? Darn right we are. I'm going to cuss too.
Heck.
Booger. Yeah. How big is Boggs Hole Avenue Tavern? I've never actually been there. Decent size?
Yeah, it's enough. It's not bad. There's a lot of seating.
A lot of seating?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, there's
enough room for everyone.
Yeah.
That wants to come.
There dancing space too? Is there plenty of room to dance?
Of course.
Well,
if you're into cutting a rug, you can do it there.
Okay. All right. I am definitely game. Yeah. Like I said, I'll be going to check that out. Before that, Vaudeville Muse has a rock and roll and a comedy show going on for I believe it's a Star Wars themed. R.I.P. Peter Mayhew. I do know that Chewbacca passed away just a couple days ago. But yeah, Hold for Swank, who we heard towards the beginning of the show, will be playing that one. And I have no idea what the comedy is, but yeah, it sounds like a good time. Your guys' show sounds pretty sweet too.
Yes,
awesome lineup. Sure.
Four bands, and you cannot argue with the price.
That's right.
Fault Mine, Robert, when can we expect an EP from you? You guys are still working on that. You had a bit of a setback with the...
Yeah.
Let's talk...
When Fort Dodge flooded, we kind of had a bunch of gear damage. So now we're going to record one more song, and then it should be out by the end of June.
And
we'll have an 8-song album.
Awesome. Excellent. And you guys... Your songs are they're a little more, they're not like the 2 to 3 minute songs. I think a few of them, you know, you're pushing more towards that.
Yeah.
Four, five, 6 minute limits. So
yeah. We get a little weird.
Yeah, well, 8 songs then. I mean, if you take the 8 times 5, I'm no math genius, but that's a full album.
Yeah.
That is a full album. And when again, Moonlighting, can we expect your you said you got a full release coming soon? Or an EP?
Yep, we don't actually have an exact release date, but just within the next month or two, we're just working on finishing up all the loose ends and getting the album artwork the way we wanted, and we just want to make sure it's a release that we can be really proud of when it comes out.
Awesome. Have either of you guys played in bands before?
Oh yeah, we've definitely played in bands probably since I was like 13. I know Kyle.
Yeah, here. A long time, last 10 years easily.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely been more in like the indie and like pop punk kind of scene, and decided to do something with a little bit more aggression, and that's why
Moonlighting
is really fun for me, at least.
what other bands were you in?
So, me personally, I've been in a band called, it was called Square States. At one time, it was called Treehouse. A band called Porch Swing. And those are the two, like, kind of biggish ones, I suppose.
Did you just look out the window and you're like, we'll call it that, and then we'll call it that?
Yeah, pretty much. And I've like played with other bands before, like just like friends and stuff like that. But the two that I was a main member in that lasted quite a while would be, I guess, like Square States and Porch Swing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent. And you two, you've been playing over 10 years?
Yeah, I used to be in a pop punk band called Sometime Next Year, like 8 or 9 years ago, that played just around Iowa for the most part. So Moonlighting is kind of the first time that I've done regional stuff. So that's been really exciting.
Awesome. Have you guys played outside of, you guys are based out of Des Moines, right?
We're based out of like Oskaloosa, Ottumwa area.
Oh, okay. So a little further south than there.
A little further south, yeah. But yeah, this year we've started touring a little bit, and we've played in like Minneapolis and Elgin, Illinois. Where else? South Dakota. We played in Fargo.
North, yeah.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, just kind of regional touring for now.
Yeah, getting up there. No, that's cool. You getting out there, getting your name out, getting good reception, playing with similar bands so that when they... like the ones that are known, like you come in from out of town, I'm sure it's got to be kind of rough, but
for sure,
picking up the fans as you go.
Yeah, we never know what the turnout is going to be, but that's kind of like the beauty of it. It's just going to be a surprise. You're going to have a really good show or a really bad show. Either way, you're going to get up there and just play and have a blast.
Hell yeah, you could be playing for a couple hundred people or the band's girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's a fairly common theme, I think, in the local music scene. But that's awesome. You guys are out there doing the thing, and we will reiterate tomorrow night. You guys are playing Boggs Hole Avenue Tavern. Show starts at 9 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door for free because you don't have to pay to get in.
Woo!
I love that. Used to be you're always paying money to get in, and now you're getting a lot more of those free shows.
Oh, yeah.
But tip your servers. That's one thing I will say.
Buy merch.
Buy merch. That is even more important. Do you guys have any merch that you'll be selling?
Yeah, we got some t-shirts and we have some CDs with like our demos on it. We've got some stickers and some buttons. And
oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Fault Mine, Robert, you guys, are you
No
there
merch, but we'll do shots with you.
Okay. Hey, that's, I'll take it. I'll take it. I don't know. There's a good chance I get too many. I'll be wearing the shots anyway.
Yeah.
Last time I was in Des Moines, we'll talk about this off air. It was it was ridiculous. It looked like I got stabbed in the chest. But
but good times.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We'll talk about that off air. You can join the conversation online, yourfortdodge.com. Actually, we'll have a re-airing of this at 11, unless you're listening to the re-aired version right now, and then this is it until it goes up online early next week. But we're going to kick it back to the music here after we pay a couple bills. We've got a band called God Crutch, who is actually playing a show at the same time you guys are. So
yes.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not too good, huh? So so people be like, oh, I better. No, I think it. Yeah.
Check them out if you want, but our show's free.
Yeah,
and we have more bands.
Good point.
That you got to listen to here. So
good point. Yeah, they're going to be opening for a band out of California called Castle, metal band. But yeah, we'll hear from them. It's another new one on the Regional Rock Hour, brought to you by Patty's Pub on 92.1 The Eagle.